Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now,
here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on,
Bobby.
Hey, welcome to Wednesday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right. Everybody's good? Amy, you good?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
All right. Starting the day off here. By the way, it is September 11th, so it's been 18 years since the September 11th attack. Amy, where were you?
Oh, wow. I was in college. I was at Texas A&M, and campus got locked down. I just remember watching all the footage at my boyfriend's house, and everyone was just freaking out.
Yeah, for a few days, it was pretty nutty. I remember going to class right after it happened, and we all wondered, all right, what do we do? And eventually, they let us out. But yeah, we all sat, before we went to class, we all sat in the lobby of like the student center and looked at a little TV in the corner. And what was one row went to two. Then it was like 20 rows deep of people just kind of wondering what was going on. Like the first day or so was just a lot of people being confused, you know?
Yeah.
It's been 18 years since 3,000 people died in what is the worst act of terrorism that the United States has ever experienced. You know, when I was reading some of the stories of things that happened to celebrities whenever this happened, because, you know, those stories become public because, you know, people are always click on the celebrity stories. But some of these are pretty... Well, I never heard the Gwyneth Paltrow one, did you?
No, I don't think so.
Where she was driving and she like almost hit a woman that was jaywalking. Have you seen this?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, Gwyneth Paltrow saved a woman's life on 9/11 by almost killing her first, the story says. Paltrow was driving to a yoga class when she stopped short in an intersection to avoid hitting a jaywalking woman named Laura Lundstrom Clark. The pair stopped and they were like, what's happening? And they were kind of arguing a bit. And so because of that whole situation, she was late. She missed a train to the World Trade Center, where she said had she been on time, she would have been at her desk on the 77th floor. And that's basically where the plane flew in.
Wow.
And so just kind of an odd story, huh?
Yeah. I mean,
usually, I hadn't heard that one before.
No, I never had.
Rob Lowe said he was flying home after a taping of The West Wing, and he just got on the flight and did his thing. And months later, he received a notice in the mail that the flight that he was on was the dry run of the attackers.
Wow.
because they got on and did a run to see if they'd be able to take over the plane. And he said, I flew with the 9/11 hijackers. I was on a dry run, the one that went into the Pentagon. Which is crazy.
Wow. So they went and I wonder if he got a notification because of who he is, or if they sent out a notification to everybody.
No, they actually sent out a letter because they were
maybe
going to
wanted
court.
Info. Yeah,
they were going to court. One of the guys wanted him to be part of a deposition.
Got it. That makes sense. Like, did you see anything suspicious? And
Paul McCartney was on the tarmac at JFK, and the pilot said, we're not taking off. We got to go back to the base. And out of the window, he said you could see the Twin Towers and smoke. And so they were on the tarmac and went back inside and then basically were locked down for a while.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
I'm going to tell you about my day yesterday. So I'm in New York City and I get with Purina Dog Chow because they have this whole program where they're providing service dogs to members of the military, much like we do on the show. So I thought it was a good relationship to get involved with. And so kind of their thing is if you go buy Dog Chow and there's a label on it, they donate up to I think November 1st, and then they buy service dogs for the military. And we know from our show that those service dogs are expensive. They're like $20,000 each.
Yes, a dog.
And if you're listening to the show and you took part in one of those campaigns where we raise money, we appreciate you so much. The dog that we got first, which was named after me, went to class and failed and did not end up being a service dog, right?
Right. But you got Bobby number two.
Then Bobby number two went to school and passed, and he's now going to be a service dog for a vet. I think Amy's out there in the world now being a service dog.
Yeah, Amy graduated. Lunchbox is up next. We were able, through the Pimp and Joy, bought a dog for pretty much everybody on the show because listeners are amazing.
So, because it costs so much,
yeah,
and I didn't know it was going to cost that much for military people, and I'm working with Purina to, you know, help. We had a vet and his dog. It's on my Instagram. And so, a couple things happen. We go over, and we're going to this building to do an interview. And I go over, and it's me and the vet, and we have his service dog with him. Her name is Katie, the service dog. Beautiful pit bull. And we're going to this building. And they go, nope, sorry, the service dog can't go up. Well, that's not how it works. A service dog is as free to go up the elevator as you or I.
Right.
Because this is someone who needs this dog to actually function. And so they're like, nope, can't happen. And I can go up the freight elevator. And you know what? Good for David, this vet. He was like, we're not going up the freight elevator. He was like, this is, to me, what a wheelchair would be to someone. Mm-hmm. Or a stick, if you're a cane, if you're blind. Like, you can't say. So we sat in the lobby for like 30 minutes as this guy would not let us up in the elevator. And I got to give David credit. He was like, I'm not going up the service elevator. And you know what? He shouldn't have. And just out of principle, he stood there and we waited. And they called HR, like the building manager. I think, I don't know, Donald Trump, the whole thing.
Wow.
It was just a mess. And finally, we went up in the building and we did our interviews and it was great. But it was a mess yesterday. But I was proud of him for you know, sticking to it, because we could have just went up the service elevator. But I agreed with him. I was like, I'm not in a hurry. I think you should absolutely, you know, kind of stand your ground here. And so we went, and the dog was so good. It was awesome. So what I did yesterday, I did that and I did a bunch of interviews. And the purpose of me doing it is people wanted to interview me about either American Idol or Dancing with the Stars, the radio show, or things like that. And Entertainment Tonight did. And what I would do in the interview is talk about the Purina Dog Chow and what happens with the service dogs. So it's kind of a trade-out. Like, I'll do an interview and answer your questions, but we have to talk about, you know, what I'm doing with the veterans. And so I didn't know that Entertainment Tonight had posted a story until I saw it. And I still haven't read the whole thing, but you have it up?
Yeah, I have it. And yes, you can tell they kind of get to the juicier part first. And then the last page of the article, it talks about, yeah, it gets into all your other things and the Purina dog service challenge, which I think is great. But the Dancing with the Stars is what they focus on at the beginning, and about how you called them to make sure that you weren't the reason that Sharna wasn't coming back. And I never knew you called them to make sure.
I called Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
I read the headline says Bobby Bones called Dancing with the Stars. I don't really know how to call Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, like, that 1-800 number we call to vote.
I called my voting number from last year. I talked to like one of the producers and one of the ABC people.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, am I the reason Sharna did? And they were like, no, of course not. And then I told Sharna that too. I was like, hey, it's not because we won or people were mad. Because she wasn't the only one cut from the show. There was a male dancer too.
Yeah. And then you're going, I mean, it addresses how you're going to be at the premiere. So if they were really, you know, irritated or something, then they wouldn't have you come be at the premiere. So that obviously wasn't the case.
Obviously not the case.
Obviously. And it says in here that you, and I'm proud of this too, because you say that what y'all did for the format might, you know, have contributed some tweaks and changes that we'll see this season.
Well, I think we just kind of broke the system. And for the first time ever, the person who wasn't a really good dancer won the show.
Okay.
So, but yeah, but I'm going and every interview I'm doing, I'm like, everybody vote for Lauren Elena.
Oh yeah. You said I'm team Lauren Elena 100%, but you also talk about how you're obsessed with The Office. So Kate Flannery.
Oh, and Kate Flannery. Yeah. So, but that's what I did yesterday. I answered a lot of Dancing with the Stars questions in exchange for them talking about the veteran and the service dogs.
And then do you kiss your mirror ball every night before you go to bed? Because you said that in the article.
Did I say that? That's pretty funny. Sometimes I just say stuff.
Do you?
Not anymore. Okay. Not anymore. But for the first few nights, I just slept. It was in my bed with me.
Here's the quote. I have a humongous mirror ball in my living room that I look at and kiss every night before I go to bed.
And at least it's something.
Yeah. But you don't do that though, right?
Not anymore.
Okay.
I do have, let me read the poll real quick from yesterday. We did the famous duos draft. And with her fifth win, Morgan number two wins.
Oh my gosh.
What?
She's now won five.
Okay.
Yikes.
And then last place and sitting out is Amy, the one that we do Thursday.
Not shocking.
Shocker.
Yeah. So, Amy, you had the lowest score in the history.
In the history?
You and Raymundo's lowest score is at 5%. That's still the lowest, right? 5% is the lowest anyone's ever gotten.
Oh.
And you and Raymundo have now tied for the lowest scores ever in the history of the draft.
Cool.
And you're sitting out two of the last three drafts.
Hey, you said how last week. Why are you laughing? Or this yesterday. Why are you laughing?
You get the lowest score ever. Okay. Tomorrow we'll do food combinations. So your favorite food combinations. It doesn't have to be two. It can be three things if you want.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. It can be like meat, you know, what do they call it?
Meat and three.
Oh. Ooh, I already wrote one. I got an idea right now.
Anything you want. A food combination. Pescetti and meatballs. Whatever you want to put. Are you good there?
Yeah.
Amy, mad?
I mean, it's fine. It is what it is.
Okay.
It's depressing is what it is, but...
I know, it stinks.
It's fine. Like, I just don't...
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. The 82-game preseason. I do finger quotes on that. It's in the books. It's over. It's finally time for the real season, which is the NBA playoffs. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BONES. New customers can bet. Listen to this. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Put in the code BONES, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Again, $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. I've never heard it that good. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Those affected by Hurricane Dorian are still in need to help out. Go to redcross.org. Today, we remember the September 11th terrorist attacks that left nearly 3,000 people dead in the worst act of terrorism the nation has ever experienced that happened 18 years ago. And finally, they revealed the new iPhone. It's going to have three cameras and cost around $1,000.
Bobby Bones Show.
Now time for a game of Riddle Me This. These are kids' riddles. You got to figure it out. By the way, in case you're wondering, you're all adults.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Just in case you guys were.
Yeah, yeah.
Ready to play a round of Riddle Me This. Write your answer down. I'm always running, but I have no legs. You put things in me, and I keep them safe.
This is the same thing?
Mm-hmm. I'm always running, but I have no legs. You put things in me, and I keep them safe. Riddle Me This.
I'm in for the win.
Yeah, I'm in.
Amy?
Refrigerator.
Lunchbox.
Computer.
Eddie?
Parking meter.
Ooh. Amy up 1-0.
Yeah, it keeps food safe.
Keeps coins safe.
Computer parking keeps meter. Your information safe.
Oh, boy.
And it's always running.
No, I turn my computer off.
Yeah, I did too.
Not as much as I should. Sometimes they're going to stay out for a week, and I'll be like, ooh, I should give you a little rest.
Man.
Ready?
Riddle me this.
I have many beds, but I am not a hotel. I'm where you go if you're not feeling well. What am I? I have many beds, but I'm not a hotel. I'm where you go if you're not feeling well.
It's like
It's like a poem.
I like it.
I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Hospital?
Lunchbox?
Hospital.
There's no doubt. This is a hospital.
There's no doubt. Parking meter.
And there was no doubt because we got it right.
Incorrect. Correct. You're all right. All right. Number three.
Riddle me this.
Come on.
I can be roasted. I can be ground. I can be pressed. But I'm not a button. What am I?
I'm in.
100% in.
It's a pretty easy one, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Coffee.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
Coffee beans.
Coffee.
Okay. Boy, these are super easy, huh? Are these like kindergartner?
The next one that you just saw is pretty easy, too.
Yeah.
Oh, simple, huh?
You can eat me at night.
Oh.
But never in the morning. What am I?
You can eat me.
Eat me.
You can eat me at night, but never in the morning. What am I?
What on earth? What?
Maybe I thought it was easier than it was.
You can eat me at night.
You can eat me at night. But never in the morning. What am I?
Guys, I'm confused.
Okay. Amy's up by one. You guys could close the gap with the win.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
100 P.
All right, everybody's in. Here we go. Amy?
I mean, technically, you can have whatever you want different times of day, but you have dinner at night.
Your answer is?
Dinner.
Oh, my
Lunchbox.
Gosh.
What? Bed bugs. You can have dinner whenever you want.
Bed bugs.
I said midnight snack. Doesn't
but
that
that's
count?
Morning. Midnight is morning.
Oh, yeah.
You can eat it. You can eat me at night, but never in the morning. You never have dinner in the morning. You can have dinner foods, I guess, that are typically at dinner, but dinner is always at night.
Yeah, dinner foods at breakfast, but still breakfast.
Amy, you've clinched. We have one left. Oh, she knows. She's like, I know.
Hey, let her run with it.
You want to go, Amy? Here you go.
No. Are we going to do it? Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. Just you. I'm hard like stone, but I grow on your body. What am I? I'm hard like stone, but I grow on your body. What am I?
Riddle me this.
Amy, just
y'all
you.
Know?
No.
I am hard like stone.
But I grow on your body. What am I?
I don't know. I'm kind of grossed out. But
whatever comes to your head, go.
I guess our chompers? Teeth.
Wow, good job.
I mean, teeth are the strongest thing we have, right?
I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Your heart.
Whatever.
Whoa, don't ask. And then when we don't know, also go, uh-huh. Well, you're not arguing with anyone. You simply ask the question yourself.
Well, some people might be stronger elsewhere, but if I can bite somebody,
forehead,
I'm going to
bite hardest part of the body?
Pretty hard.
I'm going to bite overhead butt.
Amy, you are the winner in Riddle Me This. As the winner, you now get to do Riddle Me This in your own distinctive way. Mm-hmm. Are we ready for this? Amy, whenever you're ready.
Riddle me this.
That's kind of weird.
It's early. Wow. I know it's early. Right. Maybe you're not warmed up enough. Uh-huh. You'll take another shot at it?
Hey, give it your all, Amy.
Come on, you gotta dig a little deeper.
Put a little more into it.
Riddle me this.
That's better.
A little better.
That one made me dizzy. It's hard.
Mike fact checked it. Tooth enamel is the hardest and most highly mineralized substance in the human body.
Wow.
Look at you. Amy, five wins. Our five are correct. Lunchbox and Eddie, only two. You are the winner, Amy. Congratulations.
I'm seriously lightheaded.
Good win, Amy.
Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's talk to Amanda in Colorado Springs. Amanda, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good. What's going on with you?
Oh, well, I was just wondering, what do you guys do if you are on a long drive and you're feeling sleepy? You slap yourself in the face, listen to music.
Are you on a long drive right now?
I am. I'm almost home, but yes. And I was feeling sleepy and listening to you guys and thought, all right, maybe you guys have some tips.
Well, I used to work maintenance on a golf course, and I would have to get up around these hours. Now, I wasn't as motivated to get to work then. I'd have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and drive to the golf course. One time, I fell asleep and woke up in someone's yard. scared the crap out of me because I could have crashed into the house. I could have hit somebody else. But I was so sleepy. So after that, anytime I started to get really sleepy, I would pull the car over and run around the car. I would do laps around the car. And so, but I don't know that it worked every time. But yeah, it's tough. When you're falling asleep, you're like, I can go just a little bit more. And your eyes start to get heavy. What do you do, Amy?
I put the air on blast, like freezing cold, and turn the music up.
And maybe if you can call somebody, but it's tough when it's early in the morning.
Right.
Like calling somebody is the thing. Lunchbox, what about you?
I punch myself in the leg or I stick my head out the window as I'm driving.
You punch yourself in the leg?
Yeah, like kind of play drums, safe like options. Boom, boom, boom. You know, just kind of like, all right, wake up, you're almost there.
Yeah.
Eddie?
I do the traditional coffee, Red Bull kind of thing, caffeine. I pull over and maybe have a talk to the convenience store guy a little bit and see what's up, just to wake up, talk to someone.
Amanda, are you going to be okay?
I'm good. Hey, I'm awake now.
Okay, you got a little excitement maybe talking on the radio?
Oh, absolutely. Got a lot of excitement.
Maybe that's the answer.
Dogs in the car. Yeah.
Just call our show. We'll keep you up. Hey, thank you for calling. Hope that gets you through. Be safe, okay?
Hey, that's great. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, see you later. Let me go to Rob in Georgia who's on the phone. Rob, what's up, bud? You're on the show.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, I just wanted to call and let you guys know I listen to you guys every day, and you guys really motivate me to come into work.
Oh, thanks, man.
I really don't like coming into work, but I get in the car, and I'm on my way back from the gym in the morning, you guys are on, and then back to work, you guys are on, and you guys really motivate me to come into work. I love listening to your show.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. And listen, I think we all know what it's like to have jobs that we don't love. And I think, most people aren't lucky enough to have a job they love. Would you agree with that, Amy?
I would totally agree.
That's why it's called a job.
Mm-hmm. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Brantley Gilbert and his wife Amber welcomed their second child this week, a baby girl named Braylon Hendricks Gilbert.
I saw on my feed a picture from People magazine, and they had a picture of the whole family. It was Brantley and his wife and their son, who's got to be like 3 or 4 years old, holding the baby right when the baby, you know, came into the world. So it's a pretty cute picture, and good for Brantley. All right, what else?
Chris Jansen announced his Real Friends Fall 2019 tour. It kicks off September 20th in Iowa.
That guy's on the road all the time. So, and a great live performer, too. If you get a chance to go see Chris Jansen, I do recommend you go see it. All right, what else?
And then Tim McGraw and his entire band filled his bus to do an acoustic cover of the Cars song, Drive.
Amy, you know that song?
I do. I don't know why, but...
It's probably been in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Who's gonna drive you? It's got to be in a lot of movies is why you know that, right? It's also a song. Like, he's put it out, like, a couple weeks ago. I saved it. It's good. His version's cool. All right, is that it, Morgan number two?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in target circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Howard Mullen is 91 years old and he's been serving in Ohio as an officer for 67 years. He is the longest serving officer in the city's history, so they're having a big day for him. And he said, I'm 91 and I don't plan to retire anytime soon.
Hey, good for him.
Love it.
That's a great story. And 91 and still going hard. That's what I hope I'm doing. People retired and they die. Joe Paterno.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. Stay busy.
Bear Bryant. Bobby Bowden. He die?
No, he's still alive. I was like, man, I think he's dead. No, he's not.
Cancel Bobby Bowden. He's still alive. I like that. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Guadalupe County, Texas. A man was at the gun range. He's getting some shots off. Boom, boom, boom. He's like, I think I'm good for the day. Goes to put it in his holster, accidentally hits the trigger, and he hits his berries.
His berries. He's berry hunting.
Ah, yeah, he wasn't trying to berry hunt, but he got one of the berries.
So what happened?
Luckily, they stopped the bleeding. The guy that runs the gun range stopped the bleeding, and he is recovering in a local hospital.
He had to go in with that cotton swab going hard?
Yeah, he had to grab it, and the guy had to apply pressure to the wound, and oh, gosh, that's just bad.
Why would you put it in the holster with your finger on the trigger? Why would you not put the safety on? There are so many things that if someone's out shooting that I don't understand why they didn't do. Okay, well, any word on his berry? Has there been a berry update?
No, but they said he is in good spirits.
I wouldn't be. I'm in bad spirits, and I only heard the story. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, let's open up the rumor mill because Raymundo has a rumor. Raymundo, who is the rumor about?
It is about you, Bones.
Ooh, it's about me. Ooh. Go ahead. And what? And where did you hear this rumor?
One of your friends years ago told me it.
Go ahead.
And sometimes when I'm doing my brainstorming sessions or I'm driving on a long drive, I'll just randomly think of things. And I was thinking then, I wonder if that is true because one of his close friends told me it.
Run it by me.
So I heard a while back, this isn't in recent, so you're going to have to think back a little bit. But you were saying the other day you're kind of impulsive when it comes to stuff. Other stuff you're well thought out, but sometimes you'll just go do something. You're that focused and you just go do it. You need something, you do it. I heard you were asleep and taking a solid nap, hour-long nap. You wake up and out of nowhere, you go grab your checkbook and you go to the car dealership and you said to your friend, he was at your house at the time, he goes, you go, I'm gonna go buy a car. I'm tired of my car. I want a car. And you went to the car dealership, went out into the lot, picked it out. Within hour, maybe hour and a half, you're back at the house with a new car. All just like that. That's after a awesome. Nap, grabbed his checkbook, went and got a new car, came home with the new car.
Well, hold on. What year was this and we were grabbing your checkbook?
1984. I was 5 years old.
Right? I'm trying to think of your cars and then how you got them and when you got them.
Okay, so do we think this is true or if there's any truth to the story? Amy.
I want it to be true.
I mean, I feel like you think it. I feel like there could. There was a time where we had a car dealership endorsement together, and I know that you could get a good deal, and I could see you like waking up from a nap and being like, you know what, I'm gonna go get a new car. I'm gonna say it's true.
You're gonna say it's true.
So you grabbed that checkbook.
Okay.
Maybe 2006, 2007, when bought a car.
Lunchbox.
Easy. This is baller status. Yes. I mean, and it doesn't say that you paid for the whole, you could have put a down payment with your checkbook. So that's what you paid with the down payment back in the day. So I'm going to say yes, because car dealerships used to take checks, I would assume.
Raymundo, is there any clarification you'd like to make? Did I buy the whole thing with the check?
Yeah. That was the point of grabbing the checkbook.
Okay.
Wow.
So I just paid for a car like, broop.
Yes.
All right. Eddie.
No, I think Dave Ramsey has talked about if you're going to buy a car, I mean, just buy cash. Like, and I think that this is how you would do it. You would take your checkbook to the dealership and just say, here, how much is that car? And write that number out and give them that check. Mm-hmm. I say this is true.
All three of you say it's true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know which car it was. Like, we're not saying you were at the Lambo
could have bought
dealership.
A Ford Focus.
Right. But I think
this is about to put you in another atmosphere of baller status.
Well,
unless he'd been saving for it.
But it's still baller status to be able to pay cash or check for a car. Come on now. That's stuff Kanye does.
A couple things. One, I had a checkbook at one point in my life, and I really just used it
to buy cars?
Very, very sparingly. I mean, almost never. I always have been using a debit card. So that part of it, Raymundo, it's just not true at all. Like, no part of the story is true whatsoever.
I've
always researched my cars. I've never went and just bought a car and been like, I'll take that one. I always put a payment on, talk about it. The only thing that I usually know is the color I want, which is red.
You ever think about getting yellow?
No.
Man, yellow looks cool when I see it driving down the road.
Yellow.
But Raymundo, I'm sorry. This rumor is not true.
Dude, I wanted this to be real. I was so impressed.
Okay, it is true.
Yeah!
Oh, no, it's not.
It's,
it
not.
Is.
Oh. It's not. I was just trying to impress Raymond.
Oh.
No, it is not.
It's not. So you're not cool? You're not like Kanye?
I'm not cool. Nope. No part of me is cool. I'm impulsive enough to go down and go like, okay, I like that car. Let's go and talk about it and figure out how we're going to pay this thing off.
I wonder why this friend just completely lied.
I think it's like these stories people magazine goes, a really close friend next to Scarlett Johansson said she's been crying every night for the past. A really close friend doesn't share
but
that.
But I don't understand the story. Like, why is someone being like, one day, to like Ray? Bobby was taking a nap.
I picture them at a bar.
And then
talking.
He woke up from his nap, grabbed his checkbook.
A strong nap, too, like an hour.
No, his details were so good. At the time, was like, man, that's pretty cool. And then just randomly thought about it now.
And what friend said this?
One of your buddies.
You don't even have a name.
I do have his name.
Go ahead.
Are you going to say?
No, I don't want to like reveal my source, but he was a close friend, but he doesn't.
Give us a letter with a sign language. Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
Of course. That's what I said.
We got the video cameras.
And not even.
No, you're good.
Even telling the truth.
Okay. I knew he was going to say that.
Not even telling the truth. Okay. Thank you, Raymundo. This rumor is.
What?
False. Thank you.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Apple announced the new iPhone 11 Pro and the iPhone 11 Pro Max, and pre-orders start Friday at 5 a.m. Pacific time. So if you want to get on that, but these phones are not cheap. They're around $999 and like $1,099. So it's a lot.
It's like Pro Max.
I know.
The Plus, the
but you know, people are all about this iPhone 11 and they're going to be freaking out. And they're
I'm
be
not anti iPhone 11. It's just the words. Can we keep the words consistent?
Yeah.
Like, let's just go iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Plus. Now I got to know what pluses are, pros are, pro maxes. There's like four cameras on one of them. I think one of them is a. I don't know.
Listen, the pro is going to last, they say, 4 hours longer than the iPhone XS, which is that what we have?
Yeah. 4 hours
yes.
longer.
And then if you get the Max, it's going to last
note,
5 hours longer. You, Bobby, go ahead. If you're going to go for the Pro Max. Like, go big or go home because you're going to get 5 hours longer.
Here's the thing. I dropped my other phone in the pool and they sent me another phone for insurance and it works fine, but it's a refurbished phone. And although there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, I'm looking for an excuse to buy the other one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The camera's supposed to be awesome, though. It's Mike D, what's the difference with the camera? Do you know? Did you hear what they said?
It has like a wide-angle lens.
Oh, a wide-angle?
Yeah.
So it has like three or four different little cameras on it?
Right. I didn't understand what they meant by that. Like, do you choose which camera you want to use?
Do you know that you choose what camera they want to use?
Yeah, when you go to it, you can select the lens you want to shoot with. So you can take like wide-angle pictures. And then, like, zoomed-in pictures. Yeah.
That's going to really up my picture game.
Well, I thought you said you weren't getting one. Making fun of everyone who wanted one.
I never made fun of anybody. I just said people are going to want to know this.
I felt attacked.
Okay, no. I probably won't get one until it's way cheaper or my plan is up and I need a new one, you know?
Well, I felt less attacked than when you said I took posies. But if I'm on the scale here, when you said I took posies, I felt very attacked for some reason.
Oh.
This one just moderately attacked.
Okay.
But thank you for that Apple update. All right, what else?
You're welcome. So Sarah Palin is getting divorced.
I saw that on Instagram.
Yeah. So Sarah and her husband Todd, they're splitting after 31 years of marriage. They're both 55 years old, and Todd's the one that filed for divorce, citing, I don't know,
He said he couldn't live with her anymore.
Right. Do you know incompatible.
Irreconcilable?
No, I know that word. Incompatibility of temperament between the parties, such as, you know, they find it impossible to live together.
Yeah.
I love that the such as.
Such as.
Such as they can't stand each other.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I just matched Sarah Palin on Bumble.
Stop it.
Shut up. Oh, man. But they do have one minor still at home with them, 11-year-old Trig. Trig's 11 now? I remember when he was just a baby. So, wow. Yeah, and Todd is seeking joint custody plus fair division of assets.
Well, let's hope that they're happier afterward.
Right.
They may be so miserable at this point that a divorce is better for everyone involved.
No, I agree.
All right, what else?
Okay, so this is good news for Lunchbox. A new study says you should take naps for the sake of your health. I know we kind of get on to him for taking naps every day, but he could be onto something because taking naps is actually really good for your heart. Researchers found that people who took one or two naps a week had lower risk of heart disease and stroke. So Lunchbox over here, he's like never going to have a stroke or anything.
But I think you're missing why we poke fun at him because he takes like 4 hour naps every day.
Oh, yeah.
He goes to bed in the daytime more so than takes a nap.
He leaves his kid at daycare extra long. So
that's true. Lunchbox, that's true.
I mean, if you want to feel my heart, though, it's beating great. Like, there is no sign of stroke in there. Very healthy.
I also just wanted to share this because sometimes people might feel guilty about napping, even if it is just once or twice a week. Sometimes you may not stop and just give yourself that grace to take a nap, and maybe this will give you permission. It's heart health.
What's the average nap length, Lunchbox, for you?
Oh, average, you guys are selling me. You're saying 4 hours. That's a little extreme. We're talking 2 hours is probably the good.
Average 2 hour nap. Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's usually right in the ballpark is 2 hours. That's what I aim for every day.
Wow, you can sleep 2 hours every day?
I can't even.
How much sleep do you get at night?
Probably like 5.5 or 6 hours. I should get more at night, but I just can't.
But what keeps you up at night? I don't understand why you're not sleeping.
The baby?
Well, no, I put the baby goes to bed, and then you want to hang out with the wife. We watch a little bit of TV, and then you want to have wife time, you know what I'm saying? And
does she also call it wife time?
She probably calls it, like, stud muffin time, but...
Okay. And that lasts what?
Like a minute.
Oh, that was rude. You can come watch if you want. I mean,
Come on. All right, there we go.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So restaurants a lot of times have crowns that kids can color with.
Crayons.
I know.
To others.
Yeah. Crayons. Crayons.
Now you're Cajun. Crayon.
They have crayons for kids to color things while they're waiting or while they're eating. And they get barely used. And a lot of times restaurants end up just throwing them out. Well, a mom noticed this. So she decided to start a recycling program called Crown Collection. And now it's helped more than 13 million like new crowns go from restaurants to underserved schools that need them.
Oh, wow.
So instead of restaurants, like after a kid gets done coloring, throwing them out. Boom, they get in the donation box, and they end up going to a school to get put to use.
Good for her for having that foresight.
Exactly.
That's cool. And Amy can't say crayon, or doesn't. Lunchbox doesn't say the word ambulance. He says...
Ambulance.
Eddie, anything that you struggle with?
No, man. I'm saying all the words about right.
Yeah, about right. Right. Yeah, we're about right. Yeah. I don't say... I get listeners hit me up a bunch about it in commercials. What is the one word that I say in commercials where I'm like...
Oh, it's like a little, like, from Arkansas. You got that Arkansas accent.
No, going Eddie, on it doesn't mean accent thing. I just say it wrong.
What is it? Meals. You say meals.
Oh, I do say meals wrong. No, it's an accent thing. Yeah, whatever. It's like obligatory, or there's one of those words in the commercials that I never say right, and people get me. Amy, that's good, though. I like that story. Yeah. All right, appreciate that. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, over to Amy with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
What kind of socks do priests wear?
What kind of socks do priests wear?
Holy socks.
Oh, I heard a giggle.
I mean, I kind of laughed.
Holy socks.
I've used that joke before.
Amen. It was a good one. Don't hate today. Can't hate.
You know, I heard Eddie laugh.
All right. Give it to her, Bones.
All right. All right. All right. There it is.
That was the Morning Corny.
Do you think you just used every joke at this point?
I mean, a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot. A lot.
I think you're in a little slump.
Okay. I'll pull myself out.
Yeah. Like,
I'll
train. Okay.
I'll practice.
We all get there. Did you run that by Mike?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
But it was a good one.
Yeah. I did talk to Lauren Elena yesterday because she's training for Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Her, I'll read you her text. And I'm going to try to get her on before she goes out because we got everybody to remember to vote for her on Monday of next week. But she wrote this. This period is period the period hardest period thing period I period have period ever period done period.
Wow. That period for emphasis. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the hardest thing I've ever done. And one with a lot of periods. Then my feet period. My poor little feet period. I want to win, Bobby. How do I win, Bobby? Period. That was her text to me.
Wow.
You want to know the advice I gave her?
What?
I said, you can't win it week one. So stop putting the pressure on yourself to be great week one. I said, so improve slowly in practice and go out and have people fall in love with you on the show like I know they will if you be yourself. How do you feel about that advice?
I feel like that's great advice.
I do too. I feel pretty confident in that advice.
Is she still dating John Crist?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe he can help me with some jokes.
Amy's still on that. I'd moved on to a different topic.
Oh, sorry. Well, you talked about her and she's dating a comedian and I started following him on Instagram and he's so funny.
He is funny.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
You want to hear a crazy story?
Yeah.
So this girl went to her ex-boyfriend's wedding wearing a bridal gown to beg him to come back to her.
Oh my gosh. That's
Can you so imagine?
Embarrassing.
Can you imagine? It's embarrassing for everyone involved.
Everyone.
It's embarrassing for the dude that he used to be with her.
Yeah, and well, some people go crazy after the fact.
Well, hold on. That he used to be with her and that she's busting up in his wedding like it's his fault. Even though it's not, he is the reason for the season. right?
Sizzin.
Yes, yeah. it's crazy sizzin. So embarrassing for her because she has all of her family there and all of her closest friends. And his ex shows up and doesn't just show up, but shows up in a wedding gown.
Right,
like to take him away from her.
Where are all this girl's friends telling her, no, don't go do that?
No, shoot or shoot. Got to take her shot.
And then imagine how embarrassing it is for the priest or the preacher that's up there. Imagine how embarrassing it is for the girl in 3 years when she has to look back and realize that she did this.
Okay, but what did he do?
Well, so the emotional ex-girlfriend can be seen in a video yelling at the groom, it was my fault, and kneeling in front of him while the bride is watching in shock.
Whoa.
The ex-lover allegedly burst into the ceremony when the groom was about to kiss the bride on a stage. The video, which has gone viral, is said to be a film very recently. It was first uploaded by an entertainment blogger. According to the story, they broke up because their personalities were too different. The wedding MC was also shocked by the scene, as he can be heard saying, we have an unexpected situation here.
Yeah.
Huh. Is this real? I haven't seen it. Do you think it's real?
Yeah.
You do? Yeah, I mean, oh, man, if that's real, that's insane. People get crazy around weddings, huh?
Well, I guess so.
It's always like bride demands bridesmaids starve themselves to death up until the day they take the pictures.
Right.
Bride gets mad at sister for being 1 month pregnant, kicks her out of wedding. That's a crazy one. What do you want to say about that, Amy?
I mean, yeah, I don't know any of these people, but I sure do find them entertaining.
Yeah, me too. I had to bring that story to the show here. I'll say this. We are doing this contest with the general, and it's such a good contest, and it's a pretty easy contest to hop in. And so, you know the general's like jingle, right, Amy?
For a great low rate, you can get online, call the general, and save some time.
Close. Go to the general and save some time.
There.
But all you have to do is record yourself, like film yourself on your phone, and send it in, and we're going to give a winner and a guest a trip to Vegas. Come watch Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots, on November 15th, and it's meet and greet. Round trip airfare, hotel accommodations for 2 nights, and literally all you have to do is make a fun video. And so you can go over to bobbybones.com. Amy made a video. I want to hear this. Here we go.
For a great low rate, you can get online. Go to the general and save some time.
You're supposed to put your own spin on it. That was my...
Were you spitting? Just in your teeth?
You didn't hear that was me. You know, what do they do I was beatboxing a little bit, but then when you go, it's like slam poetry. That's what it was.
Interesting.
You could have snapped for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have.
For a great, great, great low rate. You can save some time. Oh. That would be slam poetry.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. That's a good one, though. Listeners can do that. Anyway, head over to bobbybones.com, make your video, and hop in and get in this contest. It's a really easy contest to hop in and have a chance to win. You can definitely beat Amy.
Unless
she was having a minor seizure.
Rude!
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so Raymundo's going to play 1 second of a song. I'm going to hop in this game. 1 second of a song, and you have to guess the song by the 1 second.
All right.
Are you guys ready to play?
Ready. All right,
here's give us an example, Raymundo, of just 1 second of a song. Okay, I got that one. That's the intro of Beer Never Broke My Heart.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But it's that beginning part. We're playing the dance party. See? That's it. Beer Never Broke My Heart. Raymundo, is that the right answer?
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go. We'll do 1 second a song. We'll do 5 of them. Just listen for the song. Everybody ready? Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie.
Ready.
Ready.
Here we go. 1 second a song. Rock and roll. I'm in.
Oh, what?
Oh, man.
No.
What? Raymundo, are these all current songs?
Yeah, they're playing on the show now in the last week.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
We don't get to listen to songs.
Are you going to play it again?
Okay.
What do you mean we don't listen to songs?
Well, while we're working, he just said they played. Okay.
All right. Play it again, Raymundo. All right. There you go. 10 seconds, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm in for the win.
I guess I'm in. Is this a song title?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody in?
Yeah.
All right. Amy?
Honky Tonk Bar.
No. Play it again, Raymundo. That is Southbound from Carrie Underwood.
That's a good song. I love that
Lunchbox?
One.
I had Yes Girl by Carrie Underwood.
Eddie.
I wrote down Alcohol.
Oh.
By Carrie Underwood. No, that's it.
There you go. No, it is this song right here. It is Southbound. All right. 1 second a song. Play the next one. Ooh. That one's tough. Raymond, play it again.
It's impossible. Ooh.
Excuse me?
It really is.
It's impossible.
That one's hard.
I have it.
Of course.
You want one more time?
Yeah, one more time, please.
All right.
I'm hearing a 1998 alternative song.
All right, maybe that's it. Take a shot.
No.
Amy, if you got one more second, it was about to rock, whatever it was.
Hmm. Is it Eagle Eye Cherry? Save Tonight?
Right?
All right.
And for the win.
Amy.
Whiskey Glasses.
Lunchbox.
Yes, Girl by Trisha Yearwood.
Eddie.
Girl, Maren Morris.
I have, if you play it again, I think I can get it here. I think it's God's Country.
Oh, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Can you play that part of the song, Ray?
It starts rocking.
There you go. Not really.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, that's not rocking, Eddie. Stop doing the mouth of guitar. So that seems rocky. There you go. God's Country.
Dang, Bones.
All right, let's do another one. I already know that one.
You know it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, man.
It's a current song.
Can we get one more time?
Yeah.
I mean,
these are all really current songs, Aim. Really current.
Okay, since we're going really current.
It's tough, too, when he plays this music.
It is.
Game of the win.
Because you start, you lose it. All right, everybody's in. Raymond, do we play it one more time, please? All right, Amy, I have it. Go ahead, Amy.
Homecoming Queen.
You mean Homecoming Queen?
Homecoming Queen? Yeah.
From Kelsey
with
Ballerini?
A question
no.
mark? Yeah. Just...
Eddie.
Why Me, Kane Brown.
Is that a song?
I don't think so.
Okay, Lunchbox?
It's Justin Moore, Those Coming Home.
Oh, it is.
It is.
But I don't know the name of the song. I know.
Yeah.
That.
Oh, it's the ones. Yeah.
It's the Green Bean.
Wait, do you have? Wait, Bones, do you have
the
it?
Ones that didn't make it back home?
Is that the title? Yeah,
here's to the ones that didn't make it back home. Will you play that 1 second again? Da-da-da-da. Got it. I'm gonna sit out. I've already clinched, so I'm gonna sit out this one and let you guys play it for second place. sudden death. Here we go. Yell out your name if you know it.
Oh,
Eddie.
Oh,
Eddie.
No.
It's Chase Rice. Come Home.
Time. Incorrect. Okay, play it again, Raymundo. Hit it again, Raymundo.
I don't know about you. Am I close? I don't know about you.
Hit it again, Raymundo.
Down the coast.
Okay, now,
Now
what we're
going
to do is play the whole thing.
Me.
Play from the beginning, Raymundo. Amy, Lunchbox, buzz in when you
I'm
get
ready.
It. Go ahead,
I
say
it. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Play the whole thing. Go ahead.
I don't know if this is the title.
Dang, I got it.
Hold on. Amy.
Amy.
Got My Eyes on You.
Incorrect.
Is that the name?
It's not called.
Got My Eyes on You.
Lunchbox?
No, man.
Lunchbox! Eyes on You!
Correct.
Yeah!
Woo! Yeah! Whoa. He didn't win.
No,
he finished second.
It doesn't matter.
No, it
I won.
Matter.
He don't play his music because I won.
No
but he finished second.
Where you been.
Bones, what's your winning music?
I don't
All
have
of
any.
Us being silent and mad. That's it. I play the crickets whenever he wins. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A 6-year-old boy in Florida is a hero. He jumped into action when his teacher fell and hit her head on a desk. Max, 6, ran out of the classroom to get help. He's being recognized by the Polk County Sheriff's Office as Max the Tiny Hero.
He was honored in a special ceremony, and the sheriff's office in the Polk County School District surprised Max with a new bike to reward him for seeing something and saying something, especially during such a scary time. At 6 years old, what is that, first grade?
Yeah.
Ish, yeah.
Eddie, your youngest son is, what grade?
He's six now.
Would he run out of a classroom and go get somebody?
I think so. My sixth grader is pretty alert. I mean, I think.
Your six-year-old?
My six-year-old, yeah. He's pretty alert. I think he'd do that. He was kind of a fast reactor on things.
What about your older son?
No, he's kind of spacey.
He just chill?
He kind of chill, look at it for a little bit. It'll probably take about a minute and a half to process through his brain.
Maybe draw a diagram of it, how it happened.
Make a movie on it.
Oh, that's yeah. True Hollywood story, right? How the teacher fell. Anyway, that's Max, a tiny hero. And shout out to Max for going and doing something good, being smart about it.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I FaceTimed Amy yesterday, and Amy answered, and you kind of had a look of just exhaustion, frustration on your face.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, because I guess your kids were fighting.
Yes, they just were not getting along, and I didn't understand why. Like, everything was a big deal to both of them. I picked them up from school, and then they're in the back seat, and everything I say, one of them says one thing, the other one counters it. It's just, I could not get peace from them at all whatsoever. And finally, when we parked, got to the house, I turned around and I said, hey, let's resolve this. Stashira, I feel like you're the one spearheading this. What is the deal? What did Stevenson do to you? And she said, he's just so annoying. And I said, okay, well, let's talk about why he's annoying so we can see if we can fix it. And Stevenson's over there. He's like, I'm not annoying. And then, so she says, he's just so nice. And I thought, what? Seriously? We're fighting right now because you think your brother is too nice? She thinks he's just so giddy and happy all the time. I really think she's just hormonal right now and maybe PMSing. So it all is making sense. But that's why, yes, that was her comeback, is that her little brother is so annoying because he's too nice and loves life too much.
Is that what she said?
Yes. He's just so happy and loves life all the time.
And what did you say to this?
I couldn't even. Normally, if it's a real issue, I try to have her back and try to fix it and make it right and get him to apologize. But it's not like I can be like, hey, buddy, go over to your sister and apologize for loving life too much and being too nice. So it just became a thing. Like, I don't know. It's still not resolved, I don't think. So we'll see.
I tried to at least even talk to your daughter. She wouldn't even look up at me on the phone.
Yeah. Well, and then you were asking what was wrong, and see, she couldn't even really give you, because she doesn't even really know. That's why I think some of it is just girl stuff. And like, this is the age it starts, when we all women understand. We just sometimes don't make sense. And I think this is her doing that, because when you were asking her, she couldn't give you a real answer as to why she was mad. I mean, she was giving you some stuff, but even you were looking at her like, Sashira, that doesn't really make sense.
Well, can I tell you what I liked about it?
What?
Is that those are real life brother and sister fights. Mm-hmm. And I know that biologically they aren't brother and sister.
Right.
But it was such a brother and sister thing that totally. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. That part, you're right. That's the part I should.
Did you think about that at all?
I do. I didn't yesterday with that. I just was so over it and exhausted. But I do sometimes when there's fighting, I kind of enjoy it because it's cute. They're really taking on the whole brother-sister role.
Yeah.
So I think that yesterday, no, though, I was too annoyed. I don't know if you could tell on my face. I think you were trying to introduce me to somebody, and now I feel bad because I don't even know if I said hi to them.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it does, but it doesn't. You were fine.
Okay.
They were just taking in the show.
All right. No, right? I was like, welcome to my life.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dog's water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Yes, Bobby Bones. Aaron in South Dakota is on the phone. Hey, Aaron, what's happening?
Oh, just driving to work this morning.
Well, appreciate you calling. What do you want to say?
Well, I just appreciate how much everyone is open about their personal lives and sharing so much for us listeners. And just curious, does that make anybody hold back? Like, do your spouses or significant others listen?
Well, I can say from my past experiences, it's definitely gotten me in trouble. I think with my relationships, it's been, we kind of have to meet in the middle where at first I'm just like, this happened and you'll never believe this. And for me, when I'm not in a relationship, I can talk about everything super openly. But at this point too, I don't mention anybody specific unless they're in too, because our listeners will go in. Like if I say, hey, I went out with this girl on Ace, to like would indicate who it was, they would go over to the Instagram and just wipe them out. Good or bad, they would just go and flood them. So I stopped saying who it was. So for me, from that side, Then I would get in a relationship and she'll be like, hey, could you just be a little more vague about certain things? And I would say yes, but I'm also going to have to talk about them. And then that's kind of where we'd meet in the middle. You?
Yeah, I think I have definitely gotten in trouble just talking about things without going over it with my husband first. And he's so private to where the show's gotten over and I get a phone call and he's upset. So now I just talk with him before and make sure that it's okay, whatever I'm going to share, if it involves him.
Most of the time. Sometimes you're like, oh, I haven't talked about this. He's going to kill me.
Mm-hmm. That still happens because we're in the moment here.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'll figure it out later. But in general, I try to do that just to not to avoid like a fight.
And also, Aaron, it's just us in a room. There are only six of us here sitting in this room. And as the show has gone from one city to, you know, 150, it doesn't feel any different to us. So people are like, does it feel crazy talking to 5 million people every day? Not any more crazy than it was talking to, you know, 5,000 people. Because this room has always been the same people. We don't feel like it's any bigger because we haven't really made our environment seem like that. So we kind of just try to live our most honest lives on the air while still protecting those people that are close to us. I don't have anybody close to me right now other than my dog, so I just put it all out there for now. So.
All right.
Yeah, is that answer okay? Is that what you're wondering?
Yeah, I think so. We're waiting for you to come to South Dakota next, so we're waiting on that.
Okay, well, go outside, and I'll drive by in the next hour or so.
Beep, beep.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Aaron.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let me go to Ben in Austin. Hey, Ben, what's happening?
What's going on? Morning, Stadium.
Morning.
Hey, I just want to say I'm actually a really long-time listener. This is like 2005, 2006, and I'd always talk about the stuff that y'all talk about on the show to my fiance, and she wasn't really a big listener. And like over the years, I slowly started to get her into the show, and now actually we watch a lot of the videos from the stream, everything on YouTube together, like all the drafts and everything. We laughed about it and kind of make our own picks and things like that.
Oh, so cool.
I love what y'all do. Like my original Austin night, so I've been listening to y'all since way, way before back in the day. So I've been sitting in the parking garage for like 10 minutes at work. So.
Oh, well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. And is it your fiance is now your wife?
Not yet. We're getting married February 29th, actually, of next year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wait, how long you been engaged?
Year, so sorry, she's listening. Sorry, I don't know exactly.
That's all right. Pressure. I thought you were going to say like 5 years.
So back then, she was your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
He was in 2007, my fiance. Wait, dude. 12
still, they've
years,
been together
bro.
A long time.
Hey, thanks for the call, Ben.
Yeah.
Have a good day, bud.
You too. Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy always sees the coolest people hanging out around town, and she ran into Sheryl Crow.
Yeah. And she was so cool and so normal and so nice.
Does she know you when she sees you?
Yes. And we talked. And I had a friend with me. And my friend was cool and fine with it. Everybody acted cool. She was really kind to her. Then my kids came up. Sheryl was really sweet to the kids. She's just so friendly. But then my friend was like, really? Well, you really do just run into people in Nashville and they are so nice.
You do. I don't.
Yeah.
I also don't go anywhere in town.
Well,
I kind of stay in
there,
my house. That's the thing, yeah.
And we weren't anything weird. We were just out running errands. But
where did you run into? You don't have to say this. What kind of store?
Just a little boutique.
Okay, say that. Yeah. Clothes?
Yeah. I mean, candles, knickknacks.
Sheryl Crow shops for candles?
Wow.
That's so cool. Sense?
I don't know what she was buying. I don't know that she was buying anything, but
and she
know.
Recognizes you. Who goes up to who?
We did a look at each. We both looked at each other, looked back, and then arms up, hey, hug. So it was, we both realized at the same time. And it was.
I love her.
Good to see her.
She's awesome.
Yeah. I know.
She's so nice.
Is she not coming on our show? Or have we not asked her? For some reason, she hasn't been here yet, and she should have been on our show. And if Amy's BFFs with her.
Oh,
can you
I'm
book
not.
That, Amy?
Can you,
no,
can you
I,
hook it up?
No, I'm not BFF with her, but it just was.
Do you have Sheryl Crow's number?
Yes.
Wow.
But you know that from a long time ago. She was so kind. This is way back. Even when we first got to Nashville, I was in the adoption process, and she's an adopted mom. And she was was like, hey, if you need anything, let me know. And she was a part of helping. So.
Did you ever reach out? Be like, hey, Sheryl, I don't have a question about adoption, but when you did Tuesday Night Music Club, like, what was your inspiration behind Strong Enough? No?
No. Never.
I would love to do a Bobby cast with Sheryl Crow.
Oh, you totally. She would love that, I'm sure.
I would geek out so hard.
Yeah. She's best friends. My adoption mentor, speaking of adoption, is Tracy Hamilton. And Cheryl, and that's, I think, probably how I know Cheryl a little bit better, is because they are besties. They, in fact, she said, yeah, we're about to go on this girls trip. And then I talked to my friend Tracy. Again, we talk about adoption stuff all the time. And she's like, yeah, we're leaving for a girls trip. And then we see Connie Britton post on Instagram, the girls trip. You want to know who was on the girls trip?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Connie. Mm-hmm. And all this is public. I'm not giving anything out. It was on Instagram.
Go ahead.
But Connie, Cheryl, Kimberly Williams Paisley, Nicole Kidman, they're all hiking. Girls trip. I was like, oh, casual. Cash, basically the cast of Big Little Lies. Where's Reese Witherspoon? Oh, that show, Big Little Lies.
Can you imagine if you were on a trail and you saw them
right,
hiking?
Like, right?
You'd be like, what?
And they all just seemed so normal and nice.
I'm such a Sheryl Crow fan. Mike, can we reach out and see if she'll do a Bobbycast? I like to do an hour with her.
Yeah.
Talk about life and career. That'd be fantastic. Do you have a favorite Sheryl Crow song? Hey, Raymond, pull up Sheryl Crow, will you?
Oh, Santa Monica Boulevard.
It's a good one.
Not what it's called.
What is it called? Sorry. Until the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard.
Is that all I want to do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All I want to do is just have some fun. Yeah.
Here we go. Come on.
This ain't no country club either.
Yeah, this is L.A.
That's right. This is a jam.
This is L.A.
Boom, doo, doo, duck.
Jam.
Have
a little fun before I die.
There's a man next to me out of nowhere. Ah, jam. Lunchbox favorite Sheryl Crow song?
That's the only one I know, I think.
Go ahead.
I don't know any other songs of hers. What else does she sing?
She does that.
Oh,
Kid
Isn't
Rock
It
Rock.
Ironic?
Oh,
yeah,
picture.
ironic.
Oh, my God.
No, that's
yeah.
Alanis Morissette. But hey, but.
You know, 10,000 spoons and all you need is a night. And there's rain on your wedding day.
Hey. Picture is good.
Oh, I know that one. Picture.
Amy's,
I put
Amy's
your picture away.
Hey.
I found your picture today.
My favorite Sheryl Crow song is Strong Enough.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I know that one.
It's the jam.
Oh.
She played it in here when we first moved here and she came and played. I mean, this reminds me of sixth grade.
Wow.
Yeah. How rich is she? She make a lot of money?
Probably.
Probably so.
Gotta feel like hell tonight.
Jam.
The tears of rage I cannot buy.
Strong enough to be your
Eddie, you have a favorite Sheryl Crow song?
I think I like If It Makes You Happy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a jam.
Long. What?
Soak Up the Sun.
Yeah. Oh, she has a whole thing.
She's got lots of songs.
By the way, she has a new record out, too, called Threads.
I saw her on a billboard, and I was like, that's so cool that she's still, like, doing it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Mom's still doing it.
Big Sheryl Crow fan.
First Cut is the Deepest.
Which is not actually her song. It's a cover.
What?
Who sang
cover
it originally?
If I'm...
The First Cut is the Deepest.
Yeah.
Maybe I know.
Did you know that was a cover, Eddie?
I didn't.
I did not. Who is that? Come on, don't look it up. You can do it.
I'm not for sure. I would say someone like Cat Stevens if I'm just going with my head.
And that kind of sounds like it could be.
Mike, will you tell me who it is? It's Cat Stevens.
Oh, my gosh. See, you know it.
But I don't trust myself sometimes.
You got to dig deep in there, and you got it all.
I know. Well, shout out Sheryl Crow.
Like, what was Alf's real name?
Take it, Amy. Listen to this. Here we go.
Baby, I know.
Boom. Get off the stage. Boom.
Hey, I didn't know you caught me off guard.
Here you go.
The first cut is the deepest.
It's my wheelhouse.
It is. Go ahead.
Is it?
The first cut is the deepest. But when it comes to being lucky, he's cursed.
Ooh, wow. Good. Go ahead.
When it comes to being hurt, he's first.
So almost got it.
Something.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right. Before we get out of here. Let's do On This Day in Country Music. Raimondo?
The Bobby Bones Show.
On This Day in Country Music.
All right, thank you. On this day in 1993, Merle Haggard got married for the fifth time. Look at that guy.
Wow.
She was his fifth wife, and they stayed together for a while, actually. He was in his 50s, and she was in her 30s. And he said that later on, he was frequently mistaken to be his kid's grandpa instead of their father because they had some kids.
Of course.
Yeah, but to be fair, his marriage to Teresa was his longest marriage. Huh. It clocked in at 23 years. So maybe that was the one. Merle passed away April 6th, 2016, on his 79th birthday due to complications from pneumonia. The four other marriages, Leona, 8 years, Bonnie, 13 years.
Wow.
Leona, a different Leona. Wow, how about that? You're married to two women named Leona? That's crazy. 5 years, and then Debbie, 6 years, and finally, 23 years to his last wife. So, there you go. That's today, Merle Haggard hits his fifth wife. Not hits her. You know, he gets married to his fifth wife.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Amy, what's going on today?
I'm still just every day this week working on my dad's place. So that is my life, kids.
He gets in Friday?
Yeah. I feel like I've got two kids, and then now with my dad coming on Friday, I'm about to have like a third person that I care for, which is totally fine. I'm super excited about it, but there's just a lot to do to get ready before he lives here. All kinds of, he has to get all new doctors, like all, I mean, he has all kinds of doctors and therapists and that in Austin. And so he's moving here. So we have to have all those same people in place here.
Is he excited or no?
Yeah, I think he's excited. I think he's also nervous, maybe a little bit of anxiety, but we got some pills for that.
Hey, there's pills for everything.
I know. I'm be like, let's make sure dad takes his anxiety pill.
Yeah.
So I think once he gets to I'm super pumped that he's going to get close to my kids because they need to know. I want him to know them well and them to know him well. And it's almost like two, even though I will be caring for him, he kind of is also a new built-in babysitter.
True-ish.
I mean, I told the kids, y'all might have to watch him, but he can watch
you.
Yeah,
right? They get to watch each other.
I was like, it could be a group effort in case we ever just need to drop you off at his place. And then if anything, like, there's, I don't know, 100 other people that live there, too, maybe. So
they all just look out for each other.
Exactly.
Well, good. Well, yeah. I hope you get all that done in time.
Uh-huh, yeah. What about you?
I am in New York right now, so I'm going to fly back home. I got a couple TV meetings today. I'm going to fly back. Fitting because we have iHeartRadio Music Festival next week.
Yeah.
So I got to make sure I have all my clothes for that. Do you have your clothes for that?
I should soon.
I have a Bobby cast tonight with Jim Beavers. So I land and they kind of hit the ground running. And what else is new, right?
Yeah. What else?
What else is new? Yeah, that's it. Appreciate it, everybody. You can follow me on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Thank you so much. We'll see you on Thursday's show. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones, come on.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are,
mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.